the Lord is still speaking in parables. Our life is a parable, and he explains it in private, but we have to figure it out. And he often uses these images of growing things, which in this part of the world is very, very relevant to our lives. And we had this plant sale a couple months ago, and you know, when I first got here to the rectory, there wasn't a whole lot of plants around it. Now there are too many. But I don't know how many of you have had the experience of I'm sure most of us have planted things that we didn't realize what we were planting or how big it was going to grow. I made the same mistake that all dumb novice gardeners do and plant things too close together. A couple of years later, you realize, hey, this thing is turning into a monster. You've got to weed it, and you've got to prune it and thin it and all this kind of thing, because you didn't realize that this small thing would grow into this enormous plant. And sometimes there's too many of them, or it's the wrong kind. We had the plant sale. As the price came down with what was left, I kept buying things and buying things. And had this pot garden over at the house. I mean, the kind that you put in pots, you know, that kind. And so I kept adding to it. There's not a whole lot of pots on the side of the house because it's full of leftovers from the plant sale that I kept buying. But we find that the Lord uses this image of things that are planted as seeds that grow into huge plants. We sometimes wonder, how did this thing get in my garden? All of our souls are like a garden that God is planting. In fact, all of us are like a pot garden, because we can't stay here. We're in a pot that's going to be transplanted to a permanent place when the tree is big enough, where the plant has reached maturity. This is a temporary nursery that we're in. We don't stay here. We only grow here. We're being nurtured here. And actually, it's more like a whole garden, not just one plant. And sometimes we find that there are things in the garden that we need to get rid of. Wonder, how did this get here? It's because the wrong seed was planted. When I came here 8 years ago, I brought all these pots up here because my previous rectory had nothing but a cement courtyard for a backyard. So I started getting these plants and putting them in pots, and I was going to leave it for the next pastor, but he preferred bare cement. So that a couple weeks after I moved here, somebody hauled them all up here. I said, well, don't throw them out. I'll take them. So they've been here ever since. But along with that came a color bowl we had at Easter at Sacred Heart in Tillamook. And it was full with beautiful little plants. And I had this thing in there, and I planted it in the garden because at that time there was very little back there. Needed some ground cover. I didn't know what it was, but it was very pretty in this little bowl. And I nurtured it and watered it and fertilized it and encouraged it and split it to encourage it to grow. Within 2 years, it had taken over about one-third of the backyard. It was a invasive weed called false nettles. Anybody know what false nettles is? They're still popping up in places I haven't been able to pull them out. And what a nightmare that was. Anybody would like a start, please see me after mass. I've still got a few back there. They're great in a bowl, as long as you can control it. And this is what happens. We plant these things. We don't realize that we're developing a bad habit or something that is not pleasing to God. And it gets bigger and bigger. These are the bad things. But also, we plant these good things. God is planting good seeds, and they grow and they grow, you know. Somebody gives a little time to Interfaith Hospitality just to take something that we're plugging this week, do it three times a year. You find that when you're done with that evening you spent here, which was inconvenient for you, that your heart has changed. It's not the same anymore. This small seed of a gift becomes a large plant, and the birds of the air make their dwelling in your branches. You know, you become somebody different. It's amazing how God waters and it grows. When I came up to Mount Angel, I have to remember, I first came here in 1979 as a Benedictine novice, and I came up here to Mount Angel. It was just a seed that was planted. I was here for a week. Some of you were here, and here at St. Ed's, a new parish in those days. But, you know, a seed was planted. When God called me to the priesthood, He said, you remember there was a place where you visited. That's where I want you to go to seminary. And it had to work on it. But that little seed became a big tree. And I didn't know it was being planted, but God did. We have to be careful what we're planting. Last Friday, you know, one of the things we auctioned off was this pinochle party I've been doing for many years. One time I took first prize, which is really bad since I'm not supposed to be winning anything. This time I came second from the bottom, which was really awful. Even people that never played before beat me. It was good for my humility. But I was sitting next to Bob, the guy that farms the field back here. I've known them for many, many years. He was telling me, I said, gee, it's funny, you have a lot of people out there working in the grass field. It seemed kind of odd. And he said, well, that's because when he planted this grass this year, whoever sold him the seed, there's grass seed in there that should not be there. You might call it a weed, but it's the kind of grass that nobody wants to buy if you harvest it. And so the seed company, Bob pointed this out to them. There's no way that it came from anyone but them, so they're out there pulling it out to try to save his crop. Otherwise, they're going to have to pay him for it, you know. And so they're out there. That's why the two bathrooms are over here by the side, that people have been out there doing this for the last month. So we, and you know, even in our own gardens, if you feed the birds, you know, they're going to drop seeds. Various things that you didn't plant are going to show up out there. So our Lord tells us through St. Paul, he says, you know, we're not home yet. While we're at home in our body, we long to be with Christ. He said, so one day we're going to go home to the Lord. It's a reading that we use at funerals quite a bit. So while we're waiting for that, we do our best to please him. This is a rule of life. It's a way to measure how we're doing in life. Am I pleasing God or just pleasing myself? It's a perennial problem, no pun intended, for us. And at the same time, he says, all of us, every single person on earth, will appear before God to judge, and God and we will judge how we did with the plot of land we were given on loan. Nobody here, from the richest to the poorest, owns anything. I find that very comforting in some ways. All of us must turn it in, see how we did with what we knew and the faith that we had or didn't have, and then receive our own plot of land in the place that we have God's prepared for us or that we prepared for ourselves. So we make this individual judgment of how we're doing, and God has us review the plants in the garden periodically. He scatters seeds, and along with the seeds that God scatters and that we plant, the enemy also sows his seeds, as the Lord says in other parables, it's up to us to recognize which seeds are bearing fruit, which are not. Those among us who are professionals in the plant business in this area know how to recognize good from evil. But all of us are called in the own garden of our soul to become professionals at learning what is a good seed, which is a bad, which is the good grass, which is not good, which was planted by God, which is planted by the evil one, or through our own negligence, or things that we cultivated that we thought were good, but turn out to be not good at all. And so God periodically invites us to go through the field and look for those things, so that when we come to the end of our life, the Lord, who does not wish to be a judge, but wishes to help us to cultivate a garden like the Oregon garden that's pleasing to God, last day of our lives, we'll have a garden that's been weeded and cared for very carefully. And more we learn what plants are poisonous, which are invasive, which are healthy that we can eat, that won't poison anyone, that won't take over the whole garden, but which are planted by God. The Lord uses these images very, very distinctly, because we find at the beginning of Genesis, he plants a garden in Eden, and he invites us to the garden of paradise at the end of time. And in the meantime, we ourselves are a garden that are going to be transplanted there. It's not just an image. It's something we all understand very well. All of us know what it's like to grow something, and also most of us to plant something that turned out pretty bad. So we ask God to help us cultivate our own garden, and that he himself makes it grow. He scatters the seed on the land. We know not how, and yet it bears fruit in our lives. We look for that fruit and the harvest that is to come.